All right, so this story takes place a long, long time ago, way before any of your parents were born, way before any of your grandparents were born, way before their grandparents or their grandparents or their grandparents were born, a very, very long time ago. And at this time, God came down to the earth and looked around for people who were doing what was right. God was looking for people who were caring for other people, who were sharing what they had, who were loving. And as God looked all around the earth, God only found one family who was living the right way. And that was the family of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, doing the right thing, sharing and loving other people. And so God said, well, there's only this one family. We need to start over. And so I'm going to send a flood to destroy everything on earth, but I'm going to save this one family because Noah is doing what is right. And so God told Noah to build a big boat called an ark. Now this boat was so big, it was 300 cubits long. Now a cubit is kind of a confusing term. It was a term of measurement that was about the size of your forearm, about this big. James, come here real quick. All right, so my forearm is about this big. All right, let's see how tall James is. You're about 2 cubits tall. So, all right, thank you. So if James were to lay down and we were to put 150 Jameses in a row, that's how long the boat would be. Bigger than a football field. Very big. All right. So big boat made out of wood. 30 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, and 300 long, 50 wide, and 30 cubits tall. A huge boat. And so Noah got to work and all his family. They started building the boat. They had to get an axe and chop down trees. And then they had to get a saw and saw the trees into logs, into wood and planks. Then they got a hammer and nails and they hammered all the wood together to build this boat, 1 cubit at a time. It took Noah a long time to build this boat, but once it was ready and the door was big and open, all the animals in the earth started to come to the ark. They came in by pairs so that they could continue after the flood was over. And so they all climbed into the boat, and the door to the boat was so big that Noah couldn't even close it. And so once all the animals were inside and all of Noah's family was inside, God came and closed the door. And then it started to rain. And it rained and it rained and it rained. It rained for one whole day, and then it rained for 2 whole days, and then for 3 days, and 4 days, and 5 days, and it kept raining for 40 days. It rained nonstop. And so the boat began to float because the water came all over the land, and it floated higher and higher and higher, and eventually the entire earth was covered with water. Even the tallest mountains were covered. And so Noah and his family and the pairs of animals were all saved. Now, it rained for 40 days, but there was a flood over the earth for even longer than that. In fact, Noah and his family and the animals were on the boat for 1 year and 10 days. Can you imagine being stuck inside a boat with hundreds of smelly animals for 1 year and 10 days? But as Noah looked out and it looked like the water was starting to go down and the boat began to rest on the top of a mountain, he sent out a raven to see if it was anywhere that it could land. And the raven just kind of went away and didn't come back. And so Noah sent out a dove. And the dove came back because there was nowhere for it to land. And so Noah knew that the land wasn't ready yet. It wasn't dry. So Noah waited 1 week, and then he sent out the dove again. And the dove came back with a branch in its beak. And so Noah knew that the land was starting to dry out and trees and plants were starting to grow again. And so Noah waited 1 week and sent out that same dove. And this time, the dove didn't come back. And so Noah knew that the land was ready. Everything was dry and that the animals and his family could go off the boat once again. And so they opened the door wide and the animals went out. And Noah and his family went out and they celebrated and they were happy. And then God came and spoke to Noah 1 last time. And God made Noah a promise. God said that never again will I destroy the earth like this. Never again will floods destroy everything. And God gave Noah and gave us a sign to remember that. Has anybody ever seen a rainbow before in the sky? Yeah, I have. That's the sign that God gave us. And so every time that you look up in the sky and there's a rainbow, you see the red and the orange and the yellow and the green and the blue and the purple. It is a reminder that God loves us, that God has made a promise to all of humanity, indeed to all of the world, to care for us and to love us. And so the next time you look in the sky and you see a rainbow, I want you to remember that it's a sign that God loves us and cares for us. Amen.